Welcome to Bethel United Methodist Church, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is truth, and we're grateful that you're here today. Any announcements good for the cause this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, I don't know if all the denominations do this, but they pick October as Pastor Appreciation Month. I think it should be all year long.
Oh,
but,
thank you.
This is October. So, can you come down?
Oh, yeah. What's that guy's name? Buck Trent says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The price is right. Come on down.
Oh, I'm going to be the rose between two roses. Thank you.
Thank you for your special ministry. God has blessed you both with gifts that are making a difference, wisdom in the truth that you share, and love in your caring and support.
Wow.
For all the ways you both faithfully bless and minister to us, thank you and God bless.
Oh.
I will bless you and you will be a blessing to others. Genesis 12.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you. That is so great. Thank you, thank you. Well, you know, October is such a wonderful month. It's breast cancer awareness, pastor appreciation, Ralphie's birthday. Yeah. First month. Yeah, not yet. And what else now? I lost my train of thought.
Birthday anniversaries.
Yeah. Yeah, announcements. That's what I want to do. I wanted to share with you a little bit. Early voting starts tomorrow. I want to encourage you to exercise your right that we have in this country to elect our leaders to service. So there's a lot of resources available. The biggest resource is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can guide you to make the decision that you need to make. Look at your candidates and see if they line up to your biblical or worldview principles and vote accordingly. One place that I really enjoy looking, and it's available, Freddie Davis, who come to our church a couple times with the teaching of a lot of different ways, Market Faith Ministries, his website. And you can get some information on there. There's one that I printed out that I looked at a long time ago, was what should Christians look for in a president? And it's something to think about. So anyhow, early voting starts tomorrow. And, of course, I have never voted early, but we're going to do it this time. I always waited till Election Day. But if you got these many days to prepare your hearts and minds and then go vote leisurely, so to speak, as you're not... So anyhow... I said all that to say that. So one article that he has written, that published last week, that I dearly enjoyed. In fact, I called him up and I said, Freddie, thank you for writing that. Because there is a lot of things going on in the world that distort true Christianity. You ought to read it. It's really good. He focused on United Methodist and what's happened in the last couple of years to our denomination, but he focused on all of them. So think about that as you prepare your hearts and minds for voting coming up soon. And our granddaughter, Charlie, is having a baby, the girl had come, and it's one of those things that you can know what day they're going to do it. I always thought it was a surprise when you come into this world, but now you can choose. So anyhow, she chooses to have her baby on a certain day, which was going to be my birthday, but the doctor was on vacation, so they postponed it to the next time. I said all that to say this. Judy wants to go over there, and she said, I'll take you over there for your birthday, and we can visit Pensacola and go to Fort Pickens and all that. Oh, because Charlie's going to have her birthday. I said all that because we're leaving on Thursday, October 31st. That means we can't participate in the trunk and treat.
We'll have all the fun
without you. Okay. All right. and then Trevor, over here, he's going to run off to Miami next week. next Sunday, so he'll be absent.
Fort Myers first.
And then across Alligator Alley.
Yeah, we're going to go to the game and watch
Yeah, I know. I watched that Miami game yesterday.
I don't think we can score for
you. No, and I think Brock Glenn can try real hard like he did this past week. But it, who knows? He might be able to pull it out. So, any other announcements good for the cause this morning?
We want to make sure we wanted the time frame for Trump Street to start at 5:30 and end at 7:30, which is getting dark about this. So we can have it cleaned up. I think the bulletin said something about going to 8 o'clock.
We'll be here till 8 o'clock and picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there's people coming, we'll probably still serve out for some of them to turn away, but we'll start trying to wind up. Because I know some of you get fed pretty close to that time.
Oh, my
goodness. It's almost deep.
Yeah. And Mark is our resident sign changer. So I'm going to send him a reminder at the beginning of the week to change the sign to say, Trunk or Treat, October 31st, 5:30 to 7:30. Sounds good. Yeah, it'd be great. All right. Any other announcements good for the cause?
Any birthdays?
Any birthdays? Not yet. How about anniversary? Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's have a happy birthday anniversary song.
Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, does too. Glory, glory.